Coach's Insight programs kicking off high school football here tonight on Care Country. Joined now by Atchison football coach, that is Jordan Malcolm. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach Malcolm going into year two after a 5-4 campaign in 2025. Coach, a lot to dissect. What's been the feel and the vibe like, or what it really has been like around the team, you know, going from year one to year two?
We're excited. We're pretty young this year. Graduated a lot of seniors, a lot of experienced veteran seniors last year. This year going in, we've got a lot of new faces, young bodies, stepping into some immediate roles right now. So vibe has been good. Everybody's excited and we're ready to roll.
What's your thoughts on the classification change? You guys bumped down from 4A to 3A, so that changes the schedule just a little bit. So you look at how the district's going to play out. You're going to play Holton, Hiawatha, Jefferson West, and even the defending 2A champs in Nemaha Central. So a lot of change outside the Metal Arc Conference. What's your thoughts on the schedule and being in Class 3A?
It gets tougher. It's going to get tougher for us, and it's going to be a more exciting journey and road. Even going down, there's no more automatic 16 bid into the playoffs. So puts more of a strain on the year, but more importantly, what we have to focus on week in and week out. There's no more auto bid. So we've got to do our job up front, and we got to get it going.
Only three Metal Arc Conference games on the schedule: Wyandotte, Highland Park, and Schlegel later on in October. I guess your thoughts, at least early on the Metal Arc Conference and the competition you're going to see this season?
It'd still be good to see that competition. I know Highland Park won the conference last year, so they got a few returning boys from that team last year. They'll still be tough this year. Didn't get the opportunity to play Schlegel, but I know they'll be another good team to face this year. And then, of course, Wyandotte, we've got them at home next week for our homecoming. So, you know, every year, you know, we're gonna treat it the same, respect our opponent, and have a good time out there. So I wish Metal Arc the best of luck. Unfortunately, we're not in the league. We still get to see them, but we don't get the league honors at the end of the year.
Right. Let's talk about a few players that are standing out to you here in the preseason. Of course, even going back to maybe the summertime and the weights and the off season, working into the preparation here for week number one, who are a few players that are standing out and you're expecting to be a big part of your success this season?
Big part will be Zydron Mays. He's been a three-year starter for us. Jeremiah Thompson, we get him coming back after a tremendous year last year. And then we've got a freshman coming up from middle school, and as our quarterback, Quincy Crinton. He's raised some eyebrows and stunned some eyes here all summer long, and we're looking forward to him stepping up and leading our offense, leading our group this year. Defensively, Xavier Lute, he'll be a junior this year. Malachi Craddock, they've really stepped it up this summer and put the work in and showed off. And so I'm excited to see what they do for us this year.
Couple more minutes here with Jordan Malcolm, Atchison football coach. Our Coach's Insight programs here beginning tonight on Care. Well, let's talk about week one. You get Ottawa. You know, last year you had this matchup, you went on the road, and we talked after a tough loss. You know, it was a big Ottawa win. You know, you came back and we talked, you know, before that second game, and you called it a humbling experience because Ottawa really put it on you in that opening game, and you know, you were pretty humble about it, and obviously you guys were able to move forward after that. But what's kind of the vibe around the team as you get another crack at Ottawa here in week one?
Same page, same thing. You can't get too overzealous. Can't get overconfident. Know where we're weak at and know where we're strong at. That team and that program, coach does a really good job over there, keeping them disciplined and knowing what they do best on that side. So we get a little bit of a home field advantage this time around with this heat advisory. So they're coming to us, and we plan on being hydrated enough to get the job done. Really just staying together, doing our part as a team, not falling off when the mistakes happen, and facing adversity when it hits us the best as we can and come out on top.
You talked about the senior class and some of the younger players that are coming up and are going to make an immediate impact for you. What would you say with maybe the roster construction, the biggest difference with 2026 and how you're seeing it, maybe compared to what you saw in your first year back in 2025?
25, it seemed like a big boom. It was just a boost. You know, new coach, everybody want to come out. Now, you know, setting the culture, setting the standard, guys know what to do and guys know where they should be. And so this year, you know, we have our consistent group. and that group knows what to do. And so I don't really have to backtrack and reiterate things. I just got to give them a look. And so now,
right.
You know, I give them that look. They know what to expect, and they know how to move on and move forward. So facing that, you know, that we talk about that adversity piece, when it hits us, these guys, you know, our guys that we have now, know, you know, before I even say it, they know what's going to come out of my mouth, and they know how to move forward and be better for it. So, you know, this year is looking good for us. It's been a very good group. And I'm excited to see how they do tomorrow.
We're excited, no doubt about it. Atchison at home against Ottawa, week one tomorrow night. We'll have it right here on Care Radio. That is Phoenix football coach Jordan Malcolm joining us here in week number one. Coach, can't thank you enough. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Brandon.